Well, by those marching sounds, it can mean only one thing, and that you've tuned into the Ha! 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 Pod, and it's time to dance. Episode 42, does Mountain Dew make you sterile? It actually says you're sterile, but it's supposed to be you sterile.
Oh, we got to fire the web guy.
Got to fire the dude that does all the putting up of the episodes. And the guy that downloads all the porn on the computers, because they're mad like spyware on this bad boy over here.
I wonder how much is on my phone.
Oh, probably not that much. You don't use it to watch porn all the time, do you?
like I talk on.
Oh, phone. Man, really?
Same site, but...
All the time?
All the time.
Ugh. Redonkulous. This cookie is delicious. I can't stop eating it.
What cookie?
This Heath cookie.
I wish I had a Heath cookie.
You have a chocolate chunk cookie.
I don't have a chocolate chunk cookie.
You ate it already, that's why.
No, it's gone.
Fatty McGee over here.
Don't we have entrance music?
Not on this side, we don't. Not on this side, we don't. What are you looking at me for?
What kind of janky-ass shit is this?
What kind of janky-ass shit is what?
We're in the Icon Studios.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we don't have entrance music?
No entrance music for you. I'm sorry.
You've got to be fucking me.
Nope. Here, you know what? Here. No, I'm not going to do that. Well, let me look you up. Because, see, I actually thought that Starks was going to call in.
Yeah.
And he was going to do his job and actually host the show.
Yeah.
But seeing as how he didn't answer the phone when I called him, I'm only assuming that he's going to avoid us tonight. And or he's going to show up late and try to call in. I've already called in and set it all up. So
right.
But you know,
how's your weekend, buddy?
No. You want you know, songs and stuff. So I'm going to try and give you what I can.
Well, I never get one on Thunder, so I finally showed up on a hop on.
We don't do them on Thunder.
We could. I mean, we're wrestlers. Well, you are. I'm a manager. Spectre Man!
In a flash, like a flame, faster than a flame, a mystery with the name Spectre Man.
Oh, that's right, children. It is I, it is me, Mr. TCB, Johnny, going old school, Cash. Wait for it.
Waiting.
We should watch an actual episode of this, Spectre Man. Wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
We will never know the source.
Dream it. Dream it.
As he guides this planet's course.
Dream it.
Spectre Man.
No, it's Draven. Hello, my tweet pant friend Georgie, and hello, Mr. Holiday. Should I stall for your music?
No, I'm not giving myself.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not gonna. Oh, is that because you had entrance music on Saturday? I won't spoil it for you.
No, not at all. I'm just not gonna. I don't need entrance music like you, bud. That's all. I'm good. I'm secure with the fact that everybody knows I am Max. No, I'm not your baby's daddy, Holiday.
But he could be.
And I'm sure they all know I come from the Midwest and blah, 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 blah.
And you should be.
Delicious. Oh, my God.
And he would be.
Now it's gone.
Fatty McGee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, shit. Oh, my... Oh, I'm going old school on that. You don't even know. Well, thanks, Mr. Holiday. My weekend was
how was your weekend?
I was a superhero last night, but I'm not going to explain that because it's just boring. I explained it to you earlier. It's not radio worthy or blog worthy, whatever the hell we're doing, podcast.
A podcast.
It's not that worthy either.
Come on.
I just did a lot of laying around and smoking if I wasn't out saving Gotham.
Gotham?
Yeah. You've driven through where I work. It's as close to Gotham as it gets. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, there's no Joker, thankfully.
I guess that kind of changes.
The mob does run the place.
The direction I was going to go with that, then.
No, go with that one.
No. I'm gonna give you some theme music for beer. While you're out saving lives.
Damn right. I wish this actually happened.
While
like when you punch somebody,
lives?
Just like pow, clank, thud.
Boom.
Batman,
move out the way.
Batman.
Motherfucker, get out the way.
Batman. 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 Oof. Neil Hamilton.
Na 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 na. Batman.
My name's William Dozier. I'm the executive producer of this here Batman show.
Hey, can you name that tune?
In four notes.
No, just Gavin. I'm going to put this up on, since we're having fun here. We're just going to play.
But my name was uneventful. Mr. Holiday, I hear you. Well, you're not doing anything, but your favorite wrestler did something this weekend, didn't he?
Absolutely.
The tugboat's here.
My favorite wrestler, known as...
Johnny Draven.
Sinister. My favorite wrestler, known as Sinister, was at Pro Wrestling Blitz in Romeoville this weekend.
No shit.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Slinging webs.
He was slinging webs. Yeah, no. Saturday I was at Pro Wrestling Blitz.
You were?
Yeah, I went out there to see Sinister.
Did he have radioactive blood?
No. No. No radioactive blood.
I heard his gloves sold like hotcakes.
Yes, I did witness a bunch of sales happening of the Sinister Claw Glove. It was a limited edition, as the sign said. It was a limited edition Sinister Claw Glove.
I'm gonna go through my channels that I have and see if I can get a hold of Mr. Sinister and tell him it's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
That he's selling left-handed gloves, even though he wears his on the right hand.
Well, hey, there are left-handed people out there, man. You gotta have something for everyone.
I understand that, but if they want to emulate Max Sinister.
Listen. If they're left-handed, there's a left-handed Sinister Claw Glove for them.
I'm just saying, that's kind of shitty. I
think you're just kind of shitty.
Well,
yeah, now what?
You're standing up for this Max Sinister like you know him. And
hey, I'm a huge fan of Max Sinister.
I'm a huge fan of Chris Jericho, but you know what? I've never met him.
Oh, screw you, dude. You defend Chris. If anyone says anything ill of Chris Jericho, you've pretty much taken your wristwatch off and your jewelry and you're ready to fight.
You're damn right.
So, I could be equally as defensive about Sinister. He's my favorite.
Well, at least my wrestler can wrestle.
What are you talking about? Really? God, man, why be such a...
It just looks like that Max Sinister is just a cheap ripoff of you, Mr. Holiday.
Well, maybe that's why I like him a little bit.
It's like a cross of you and Bruiser Brody with a lot more...
I heard a lot of Kane, really. I heard a lot of Kane. You're the next Kane. What? Okay. It's weird.
Do you remember when he used the voice box thing when he first came out?
No.
You will rest in peace. Because he couldn't talk.
Right. Remember his face was burned and mutilated? Now he... Yeah. Anyways, this past Saturday, August 15th, I was at the...
I can't get that high.
Edwards Sport and Event Center. I want to tell you, when I pulled up, I was confused. I drove past it because all I saw was hospital. It's Edwards Hospital Sport and Event Center. The Edwards Hospital Sport Sport and Event Center. That totally threw me off. Anyways, so at WrestleFest 6, they had Eric Bischoff, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, the NWO, and I want to tell you that I had my my markout moment of my lifetime. I could have died on Saturday.
It must have been something he said.
I could have died on Saturday and been a happy man, says the inner Mark in me. I don't want him to really die.
Reconcile?
And that was because I got to meet Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, together. I've met him separately. You were with me when I met Nash, and I was like a little kid.
Right. Just like I've yet to meet Scott Hall.
No, you had your opportunity.
Yeah, I know. Don't remind me.
You decided to go to work instead, so. What would you expect?
Scott Hall coming up to my work.
Don't worry. We're not dying. So, met Scott Hall, Kevin Nash this past Saturday. That alone was the best ever. Pictures are up on Facebook. Ricky Steamboat was there. Abyss was there.
But not taking anything away from anybody else that was there, the Dudleys.
Yeah, Dudleys were there.
I mean, but at that point,
Chavo.
Who would care? Because my emotional load would have been blown with the outsiders. Like, oh, hey, you guys want $40 for an autograph? Fuck off. Take my money. Just walk over to the NWO table and be like, take my money. Don't care about you, Bischoff. Take my money.
No. And it pretty much was about that price range, $25 for
like
autograph,
that,
$25
like that
for
old
a
meme,
photo.
That meme? With Fry from Futurama. Take my money. Take my money.
Eric Bischoff was there.
Yeah, but I would have been with you. My emotional load would have been blown all over Kevin Nash and Scott Hall's face.
That you're being very, very, that's weird. That's really weird. Here we go.
What?
Anyways,
Bad Boys of Wrestling.
So, I participated in the Fast Track Battle, or no, I didn't, I'm sorry, Sinister participated in the Fast Track Battle Royal.
Whoops.
And he was one of the last five guys in the ring. I actually got to see him wrestle for the first time, so my favorite guy.
How does that happen? I thought it's like Clark Kent and Superman never being in the same place.
Anyway, so the last five guys in the Rumble were Sinister.
Yeah.
Barry Wright, Reese, Ben Hameen, and Will Moa.
That's an eclectic crowd.
A little bit. Barry Wright ended up winning the Fast Track Battle Royal.
Boo. Yeah. Boo. Yeah.
Elimination.
You should have won it.
Elimination was Reese.
I'm going to petition.
I should have won it from the front row.
I know people there. Don't worry.
The last five elimination was Reese, Will Moa, Sinister, Ben Hameen, Barry Wright won the Fast Track ticket, which gives him a title shot at anything, any title he wishes at any time.
Not to take away from this, but since we're on the Blitz subject, you know how cool it would have been if Supreme Aryan would have entered the Battle Royal?
I guess.
You don't think that would have been cool?
I don't know.
You would have
it
marked
would have been
out.
Cool. It would have been cool. I would have marked out, definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would have.
Take that, Blitz. Take and run with it.
Anyways, let's see. We had the High Priest William Jacobs defending his No Limits Championship.
Soldier?
Against the Shogun Chris Logan.
I only want to be with you.
And our new No Limits Champion is the Shogun Chris Logan.
Hootie?
Hootie of Hootie and the Blowfish is the No Limits Champion.
You know what the Sanchez calls Hootie's brother?
What?
The other brother. Oh, hey, it's the other brother.
It's... And we call him the Blowfish.
That's what I said.
After that, let's see. We also had, I believe it was the Ringmaster was interviewing Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, who was also in attendance that night.
Who had the prettiest arm drags in the business.
And that interview was interrupted by Colin Cambridge and Nick Cutler,
Boo.
Midwest Models Incorporated. who proceeded to threaten Steamboat because they were not on the card, so they threatened to beat up Steamboat. And Al Snow came out and saved.
Just all of a sudden was like, hey, what does everybody want?
Pretty much randomly from the back, Al Snow, what does everybody want? Everybody wants a little head. Came running out to save Steamboat, and then Abyss came out. The monster Abyss came out.
He didn't come out in the Hulk Hogan monster Abyss. Do you remember when he was doing that with like the anarchy symbol?
No, he has an anarchy symbol on the back of his jacket.
Oh. But it's not red and yellow like the...
No, no, it's back to being normal, whatever color it was.
He doesn't remember you?
No, don't grab it by that. That's what she said. You're like, what is it, though? No. So, I don't know who won. I think Midwest Models ended up winning, I believe, which is weird.
There was a match? Oh, those two?
Yeah, those two versus those two.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
they went from nothing to something.
Something. What else was there? Egotistical versus... Egotistical Fantastico took on Chavo Guerrero.
Please tell me Chavo won.
Chavo did win.
Chavito.
Rough Crossing took on Melanie Cruz in a street fight that ended with two pile drivers to Melanie Cruz.
Nice.
A pile driver and then a jumping... Tombstone. Tombstone
nice.
And then a jumping tombstone.
Rough Crossing is my hero.
Dude, no way in the world would you catch me at the receiving end of one of those tombstones. No way. Also, we had Team 3D, Devon Dudley, and Brother Ray take on Hardcore Impact and Hardcore Craig and Pauly Tomaselli.
How cool would it have been if Little Spike Dudley ran down? Or Joel Gertner?
You know, I feel like they could have gotten Joel Gertner, too.
Dude, I'm friends with him on Facebook.
But yeah, so am I, but that doesn't mean you could get him. Dude, I mean, you can get his booking information off of Facebook.
How big of a pop would that have been? If you would have heard, well.
Oh, I think it would have been. I think with Team 3D.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually a really good idea. I wonder how much Gertner is.
Oh, I'm sure it's not that bad. I'm sure it's just airfare from New York.
Is he in New York still?
Yeah.
Man, that would be a good one. Whoever, promoters that are out there, you need to get.
Do you have one of his old ECW? Well, I'm not doing it justice at all.
Oh, I can see if I can find one.
The men want to be me and the ladies want to eat me. Gertner. Remember that shit?
Wasn't J-Back supposed to come out and cut some Joel Gertner-esque promos? Yeah. Wasn't that the point?
Yeah, that's how he got the big. That's how he got his shtick.
Was ripping off Joel Gertner.
Yeah.
Hey, here we go. We got one for you. Oh, Joel Gertner, Heatwave 99. Joel Gertner from Heatwave 99. And
that would have been...
Hopefully.
That would have been hot.
Oh, here we go. This is one of my favorite parts.
Well.
Woo!
Why go to the movies when you can stay home and see me, the one the ladies call Big Daddy, the one who already slept with the general's daughter, and the one who truly knows how to inspect her gadget? I am dripping with sarcasm as your girlfriend is dripping from orgasm, for
nice.
I am the quintessential stud muffin, and a goodness gracious, great balls of fire, goddamn handsome man, Joel, whether the ladies are home or here in Dayton, they're watching me and masturbating.
That's amazing.
It was like, I love this. Oh.
And before I was so rudely interrupted by your applause, I was about to announce my colleague, my comrade, and my co-conspirator, the only man with the signs, for the one and triple nines, sign Guy Dudley.
Joe Gertner was
amazing.
Amazing.
Definitely I'm surprised amazing. He never like went further with that. I was always surprised about that.
Well, WrestleFest was pretty amazing though. They had I don't know what the numbers are. I'm guessing about 2,000 people there.
You're missing a match.
What? Oh, the four-way ladder match.
No, you're still missing something else. Before the four-way ladder match. Your second mark out moment.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Okay. So Barry Wright cashes in his fast track battle or his fast track ticket to get himself a shot at the tag titles.
That's nice
for
of
him and Smash and Dash.
That's mighty white of him.
Yeah, him and Reese rather, Smash and Dash. And East West Connection pretty much said, we ain't doing it.
We'll wrestle.
We didn't train for this, we didn't prepare for this.
We'll wrestle you any day, just not today.
Any day, just not today. And they decided to leave. Because, like I said, they had not trained for it. So, East West Express, along with Billy Whack, proceed to leave the arena. And as they were leaving, all of a sudden, at the entranceway, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, and one Eric Bischoff.
So they were like the Shield?
They came out. Bischoff was like, right this way, gentlemen. And they kind of, Kevin Nash started taking off his wristwatch, putting it in his pocket. Scott Hall's doing this number. And I'm behind the curtain like a little boy going, oh my God, this is so cool.
How much trouble would I be? How much in trouble would I be if I ran out and stood behind him?
Oh, I know,
how much trouble would it be?
I know, right? Standard. Yeah. Oh, dude, I was like a little kid. That was the coolest part. Yeah, I totally forgot
about that. Standing back there like Scott Norton and shit?
Yeah. That was probably one of the coolest parts of WrestleFest. I forgot, yeah. Just that meeting. I don't know. Everything else is a blur. But, yeah.
Did Scott Hall give out a hey-yo?
No.
No hey-yo.
No hey-yo. I will tell you this much, though. They had the...
No survey?
They had... No surveys.
What did they get paid to do?
Sit in chairs and
I do
autographs and pictures, because they did that for a very long time. The line seemed never ending. It was a double line for them the entire night.
Would you say like at least 1,000 pictures or 1,000 autographs?
Easy. And here we go.
Trying to help. Well, as all the meatheads in the arena with the black and white t-shirts rise and cheer, here come, I guess, members of the New World Order.
Yeah, baby.
God, this is when wrestling was great.
Yeah, this is when wrestling was phenomenal, man. But let's go to the ring, because we're going to have a little...
Bobby Heenan on comment. Oh.
Yeah. Let's shoot to the ring now. Let's see what old Scott Hall, who's made his way to the ring, has got to say for us tonight here on the Hob Pod before we take a break.
We don't need another one.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Mark.
You got to agree that being in Baltimore over the holidays is just too
sweet. Oh, you're not even doing it, Dick.
Woo! I'm with you. Now, you probably heard by now that right at NWO Central, we got a little survey going on.
Yeah, but you don't have a TV show now, do you?
Not yet, Giovanni.
And it's real, real simple.
You want to put your last name?
You're either with us.
Yeah. Or you're against us.
Or you're against us.
Nailed it.
So, how many people here in Baltimore came to see WCW?
Boo, boo, boo. We don't like WCW.
Except for Jericho.
Boo, boo.
Why are we in Baltimore? Boo.
Boo these
guys. Yeah, that's right.
How many people in here in Baltimore?
Right, in Chicago.
Came to see the
N.W.O.
Don't worry about a thing. N.W.O. here to stay.
Yeah, I'd worry about Larry Zbysko on January 24th. Is what I would worry about, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, and that's going to be a part of sold out.
Zbysko end up joining the NWO?
Zbysko did end up joining the NWO at one point.
Weren't me and you like members of NWO somewhere? And is it like Wu-Tang? Was it everybody in the NWO at one point?
If you had a shirt, you were a part of NWO.
Right. It's like if you were alive in the mid to late 90s, you were basically a member of Wu-Tang at one point for like 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much.
1997. Hey, what that? You down with the Killer Bees? Yeah, yeah. I'm out. Sorry, I'm out.
Well, it is about that time where we take a little break
and touch ourselves. Oh, you gotta play that song.
What song?
The Divinals.
Who? No, we're not playing the Divinals.
No, boo!
We're not gonna do that. Instead, we're gonna.
Boo! I'm not here to see WCW. Boo.
Instead, we're gonna play another classic that you've chosen. This is the Hot Pod. I'm Max Holliday. That's Johnny Draven.
And I am Max Holliday.
And we're gonna take a little break. We'll be back after this.
Essential, don't play yourself, my man. But he's driving me crazy, and I
I'm going to do this. Last week, I tried to play this for Starks, and I really fumbled the ball. Have you heard of any of Dre's Compton?
None of it.
None of it? Okay. I was going to play a song for Starks last week, and it was with Snoop Dogg, because he wasn't really feeling the whole Compton thing. And I was like, the album's not bad. And the song I picked, well, it was kind of questionable. So I'm hoping to redeem myself with playing the other one now. And you also get to hear it. So, yeah. One more, and then we'll be right back.
You're listening to
Fucker Riding a Pussy.
The Hot Pod.
Ah, yes. This is the Lunatic Wrestling Federation. Very own Supreme Aryan, and you're listening to The Hop On.
Haven't already, go over to Facebook and like us at facebook.com/thehoppod and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @thehoppod. It's that easy.
#ModernFreak2015
#ModernFreak2015
2015.
Hashtag, hashtag Rodder Free 2015.
Last time I smoked was in probably 1968 when I was in college.
First time I smoked, I was 14 years old. I got caught the first time I smoked, so that kind of put the kibosh on that for a while.
Tried it once and tell you, I was on a waterbed with a very agreeable woman and listening to Rhapsody in Blue, which I know lasts for about 18 minutes and 40 seconds. And it lasted for, oh hell, 2 or 3 hours.
Okay, re-extend. Now the left. Not bad. 89. 82.
All right, if you're a little confused, this is ex-cops smoking weed for the first time. They're currently giving themselves field sobriety tests as they're sober. And the video was recorded in Washington State where recreational use of marijuana is legal. So let's go back to the guy smoking a pot.
Go ahead. And am I breathing through, through my mouth?
Just inhale. So can you get your whole lip?
Yeah, my name is Reen. I was a police officer. I graduated from WSU in 1970 and went to work right in the same year and didn't retire until 97.
There you go.
You can stop now.
That was a good rip. My name is David. I was a reserve police officer from 1997 through 2004.
My name is Robert. Went to the police academy in the fall of 1970 and worked until the fall of 1986. And then after that, I taught as a freelance trainer, mostly for the Criminal Justice Training Commission. Taught at the police academy for 9 or 10 years.
Now what? Wait.
Oh, you guys handled it really well.
I wasn't feeling right at first because I think I had it stuck on my mustache or something. But
have you ever arrested someone for marijuana?
You know, I thought about that a lot, and as far as I can remember, I never arrested anyone for it, but I took a lot of pot away from people and threw it away in front of them. And I thought that was a bigger deterrent than actually writing a criminal citation.
I think it should be legal. I think it should be more widely available for medical reasons. It's like the last piece of prohibition.
So do you believe marijuana is a gateway drug?
I think it certainly can be a gateway drug, yes.
I'd like to respond to that, too, because if you look at it, everyone who's a heroin addict started out drinking milk. Apparently. I mean, that's the argument about marijuana, and I'm not sure that's true.
There you go.
Starting at 93, count backwards by 7.
86. 79. 72. Lift your right foot up.
Okay.
Hold it for 20 seconds. Count. Well, count
four.
To 10.
Okay. How about 5?
I think he's actually better.
Actually better. It was better than before.
I feel a little floaty. It's not unpleasant, but it's shadowed by the faint discomfort of not being fully whatever.
That's kind of what police officers do. They're very staunch. They're very in control all the time. This doesn't necessarily allow you to do that.
This is actually pretty comfortable, though. I mean, it's relaxed, and I don't feel like I have to be in control. It's pretty cool. Real good reason for legalizing marijuana is that it takes, I mean, some of the stuff you can buy in the street now, you never know what it's cut with. So you really don't know what's going to happen to you. It's just, you've got a good quality product. You know what it is, where it came from, and what it's going to do to you.
Well, yeah, and it also costs, you know, more to put somebody in prison, not jail, but prison, than it costs to send them to Harvard.
Am I a family?
No.
Definitely not.
Unless you see your niece there.
Some people say that marijuana gets them horny. Do you get built?
I'm 73 years old. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm 67.
It's been so long since I made love, I can't remember who ties up whom.
Son, on the way over here, I had a pretty good headache coming on, and I think my headache's starting to clear up, going away.
Would you do it again?
I don't know. Given in the right circumstances, I suppose.
Yeah, I'll smoke again.
Probably, given the opportunity.
Since that was your answer, can we end the video with you guys taking more hits in the bomb? No.
Sure.
All right.
No, I'm good with that.
Want more? You're in line.
You're listening to the Hot Pod.
You're listening to the Hot Pod.
All right, you're listening to the Hot Pod.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Look, I know everyone's all up in arms about the comments I made about Megyn Kelly after last week's GOP debate, which, by the way, I won easily. I was fantastic. The ratings were huge. Anyway, yesterday I called Megyn Kelly to personally not apologize. When I said blood was coming out of her wherever, I obviously meant nose and ears. If you think I was talking about something else, you're a deviant. I was not referring to hormones or menstruation. Period. Anyone who thinks otherwise is a total deviant. It's amazing how the media loves to twist my words, viciously attack me. It happens all the time. Like last week when I said that my wife Melania had the best melons in the world. Of course, I meant her honeydew melons, which, by the way, can't be beat. Only a deviant would think I was talking about her boobs, which, by the way, are classy and fantastic. Well, the other day, when I said to I said that Carly Fiorina had too much junk in the trunk, I was obviously talking about the amount of stuff she keeps in the back of her Hyundai Sonata. It's like a Costco back there. She has a case of those giant cans of Juicy Juice. You know, the ones you have to open with a can opener on both sides. I prefer juice drinks that don't come in a paint can, okay? Deviant. Or last month, when I said I'd love to have a foursome with Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, and Nicki Minaj, I was simply talking about golf. Which also explains why I said I'd love for them to wash my balls. Deviant. Deviant. Okay? Or when I said that me and Gary Busey like to do it doggy style, I just meant that sometimes I'll toss a frisbee and he'll catch it in his mouth like a dog. What else could that possibly mean? Deviant. Twisting my words. And finally, when I said I love Fat Tony's big greasy sausage and couldn't wait to get it in my mouth, how could you not know I was talking about my local butcher, Tony Esposito, and his quality meat products? Deviants. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get back to the campaign trail and pound some bush. What? Deviant! 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 Play the music!
Oh. Omar and Cyrus, Will Moore, and you're listening to The Hot Pod.
I pee my Angelo. You sat on that bus so people today can walk to their dreams. We love you, baby. R.I.P. Maya Angelou, loved her in Harlem Nights. You will be missed. I know somewhere in heaven, Maya Angelou just chilling on a cloud talking about, bitch, what? Kim Kardashian tweets, what if we spelled people like this? People. That would be funny, I think. I think that tweet was as dry as your personality. I'm not racist, but black people were a lot nicer before the Civil Rights Movement. Was it because they did nothing but sit while everyone poured milk and ketchup on them during this movement? I should slap you with this damn history book, man. Proud mommy moment. She used the correct use of there, and she's only in second grade. I know 30-year-olds that can't do that. Ha ha! And you must be one of them. Ha ha! Jaden Smith tweets, how can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real? Jaden's still on that same bullshit. Jaden, I ain't got time for this today. When your boyfriend gets arrested, then sends the police round to make sure you're okay? Oh, I do love my man. Oh, you and your man gonna be together for a long time. Dumbass. Why won't my power strip turn on? I have everything plugged in. You do. Your intelligence, your sanity. I outwork these niggas. I earn my stripes just like a cheetah. Oh. Cheetahs don't have stripes, stupid. Benjamin wants to know, what's that boat called in Titanic? Wasn't the name on the boat? Finally, got my debit card. Love the blue. The back code of my card is 388. Why is everyone asking? I had to cancel my old debit card. Apparently, someone else was using it. Whatever. This one is cute, too. Whatever. I know I need to start following Bay on Twitter. Papa need a brand new pair of shoes. And a new sweater. Don't allow y'all to see this hoe. My heart goes out to the children in Africa and Connecticut. Look, I don't know if you were trying to spell Connecticut or Connect Four. Doesn't anyone understand? The government has been playing Rush and Roulette with our lives from the beginning. The meat, the vegetables, and now water. Really, what's wrong with this picture? What are they rushing? If newborn babies could speak, they would be the most intelligent beings on planet Earth. This is the same person that wore a Batman outfit to Kim and Kanye's wedding. So, Jaden, like I said before, I ain't got time for this shit. If you feel me, thumbs up. If you don't...
You're listening to...
Fuck it right in the pussy.
The Hot Pod.
Hashtag Rider Free 2015.
Keisha Cole tweets, on my way to London. This should be exciting. I won't miss the lights on the Eiffel Tower. You gonna miss the lights, baby. One word for LeBron. Traitor. What is he trading? Keely Helm got her new patent leather Chanel pumps, y'all. Chief Keef says, which one was me? But get this. Look at the thing. I don't even know if he was in second grade or first grade. But look, Chief Keef was doomed from the start. And plus, he don't even know how to spell his damn name. Mandy tweets Diplo, you look like Eminem with Down syndrome. Mandy must have been at the same school Chief Keef went to. Thick Herbell tweets, tonight is the finally to power. I'm so sad. Look, on the real real, you don't need power. If you're going to be tweeting like that. Smiley Molly tweets, that happened to me and my mom once. Got all the way to the collage and didn't have class. What's funny is that she go to college. and don't even know how to spell it. Who's ready to go back to school next month? Not you. My female intuitions never be wrong. My intuitions be telling me a lot of shit. 15. You're like the definition of perfect. You're so gorgeous. I freaking love your dimples. We definitely need to hang out again. All three of y'all. Y'all need to hang out with Webster. Let's hang out with Webster. Jaden Smith tweets, oh Lord. He tweets, you can discover everything you need to know about everything by looking at your hands. Okay? Why the fuck does Jaden tweet like that?
Let me see what you're talking about.
If a bookstore never runs out of a certain book, does that mean that nobody reads it or everybody reads it? The plural of two is teeth. The plural of foot is feet. So why isn't the plural of boot not beat?
Oh, that motherfucker crazy.
These hoes hated me when I was alive. But now that I'm died, I know they ass happy. R.I.P. me. I never thought this day would come, but she, you guys in heaven. Hashtag R.I.P. me. R.I.P. to your Twitter. Alizé Rivera says, she's single, mother of two, hashtag team virgin. I love bacon. Looking for the special one. Fuck niggas, get money. Hashtag team lesbian, taken. She need to add, confused as fuck, to her profile. Kara tweets, please tell me y'all saw old dude in that ghetto getup. The shorts and coat that were psychedelic. Get him off the stage and get Kara to the library. Catherine replies to Joss Whedon's tweet talking about, you make a good point, but don't forget women aren't the only people with uteruses. Selena says, if I get pissed off once today at anyone at work or anyone else, I swear to God, you will feel my wrath. Pussy bald like Caillou. Let me fix it for you, man. Pussy bald like Caillou, player. Peyton says, you're stupid as fuck, I swear.
See, they meant your apostrophe R-E as in you are. Twitter's got nothing on prison.
The Associated Press tweets, breaking. Dutch military plane carrying bodies from Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 crash lands in Eindhoven. Like I said before, y'all. Like I said before. Commas, people. Commas. Save lives. One thing about me, my mind mentality is on an entrepreneur mind frame. So no nigga or bitch out here can make me or break me. You feel me? Boop, boop, boop. Hee-haw. The fact that I understood what she said and said it without any problem makes me know I've been doing dumbest tweets far too long. That. Jessica says, waiting for the day when girls my age realize being from Virginia doesn't mean you're from the South. Hashtag know your history. This is a history book, okay? This is you. Feel me?
Ah, yes. This is the Lunatic Wrestling Federation's very own Supreme Aryan, and you're listening to The Hop Pod.
Hold it now.
Oh, man, it's been an exciting evening here with me and JD.
Ah, yes.
On episode 42, doesn't Mountain Dew make you sterile?
You're sterile?
You're sterile.
Say what it says.
I'll say what it says. Episode 42, doesn't Mountain Dew make you sterile?
We gotta fire the Chinese webmaster.
Yeah, well, something's gotta happen.
Whew. I was enjoying those dumbest tweets.
That's why we played two sets of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's some good stuff. I was enjoying it so much I didn't do any more work.
Right?
I will tell you what you missed last week also, last Saturday, was State of Anarchy, when we had Anarchy Pro's very first, actually Chicagoland Independent Wrestling's very first.
You were there?
Oh, I wasn't there, but I'm talking like I am. Had the very first ambulance match. Now, I was very anxious to see this. Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? What were your thoughts? What were your thoughts on it? I was excited that they actually got an ambulance. I was concerned. I was concerned they were going to have a bus with like the club police lights you can buy at Hot Topic and stuff. You know, I was afraid it was gonna be maybe a white van that they rented from U-Haul.
Something like that.
You know, something weird, crazy.
Some Terminex truck.
Right, right. But they legit had a fucking trace ambulance. That's insane. That's insane to me.
It is. I agree.
Now, Starks isn't here, so I know their draw was roughly about 70 people, and now they were competing against WrestleFest.
Which how many came to see Mr. Sinister? How many people were there?
Where?
Unofficially.
2,000? So, I mean...
just to see Sinister.
Right, just to see Sinister. That's insane. So, I mean...
I heard he got a pop.
Yeah, he got a couple pops. And we're not talking about Coca-Cola either.
Pepsi, of course.
Right, right. Anyways. So they had their first ambulance match. When Buddy Roberts Jr. defended against Mojo McQueen. You know him very well, don't you?
I do. I know him quite well, but I also know the Roberts Jr., comma Buddy.
Okay.
Which is weird, because in your Battle Royal, didn't you have the other Freebird?
Yeah, actually, in my Battle Royal, I had Tristan Hayes. And it was kind of interesting. Actually, I talked to Tristan Hayes a little bit and told him about J-Beck, and J-Beck hit me up today and was like, "So I heard you ran into Tristan." That was hilarious. You know what?
That didn't take long.
Oh, no.
Are we going to read tweets from
no, we're going to do one better, man.
Messages from J-Beck?
We are going to do one better. Figure why not. Let's try this. Since, I mean, we got a half hour left in the program.
To kill.
Bum, bum, bum. So, yeah. The ambulance match, it was off the chain, from what I understand.
Off the chisel. Who won?
Buddy Roberts did retain his title.
Nice.
I've been seeing pictures pop up here and there from the night. I think one of the best parts was the fact that the 5-0 got called.
The SWAT team, no less, I heard.
Yeah.
For a gang fight, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder if it was like, what is that, West Side Story with the Jets and the... You know what I'm talking about? The two gangs that are fighting with knives and, you know, a musical?
Yeah. I don't know what the name of it is, though.
Oh, you're useless to me.
I got so much happening over here right now.
But yet nothing's getting done.
No. Very much. A lot's getting done.
You know, I don't see much anything.
What is it?
Who is this? sounds fabulous.
That is the Bad Street USA, the theme for the Fabulous Freebirds. And in it...
Your computer's going to die right now.
Wait, I want you to listen to this. Okay, it's the second verse. The second verse explains what happened Saturday night at Anarchy Pro Wrestling. I'm trying to look it up so I can read it to you, but I think it's going to play before I can get to it. Jesus. Or maybe not. And that's exactly what happened Friday night at Anarchy Pro. Was Miss, the old lady McDuffie down the street called up the old 5-0 when she saw Buddy Roberts Jr. outside taking it to Mojo McQueen.
Miss McDuffie, you were wrong, lady.
You know what's funny too is I had a Miss McDuffie as my math teacher.
Was she hot?
In eighth grade. No, she wasn't. She was a larger lady.
Was she Jay Beckable?
Well, I mean, almost anyone's Jay Beckable when you think about it.
Weren't we going to read messages from Jay Beckable?
No, I wasn't going to read any messages from Jay Beckable.
Oh, you should.
No, I'm going to do something better. If I could ever get it to work properly. Oh, my God. You gotta stop watching porn on the computers, man. It's no good.
Hey, stay away from the floor.
Don't even. That's nasty, dude. So what do you got? What did you have going over there with the wrestling? You kind of went off. You've done your own thing now. See, that's why I don't like doing this. We're gonna stop training during the shows because you just go off into La La Land and.
What are you talking about?
I'm over here doing 1,001.
Right, but you're also talking so much. I've had nothing to say, literally.
Okay, I'm gonna stop talking.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I've just been perusing Yahoo, and there's really shit going on. Besides what's trending, and I saw Gwen Stefani. Did you hear about her and Gavin Rossdale?
They split up.
Yeah. So, Katy Perry's out there. Gwen Stefani. I think that would be a marvelous three-way.
I saw a video of Katy Perry today from Indonesia.
Oh, is she hot?
Some dude got up on stage.
And raped her?
No, he was shirtless, but he got to take pictures with her. He gave her a kiss on the cheek. She kissed him on the cheek. She tweaked his nipples. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you would have loved it. I thought, oh, my God, Draven would nut himself just to go to a Katy Perry concert, let alone get on stage and damn near make out with her while he's topless.
Right. I'm just saying, though, it's in the cards.
It is.
I now have Gwen Stefani and Katy Perry.
No, you can't have them both.
At the same time.
Here we go.
Who are we calling?
Oh, man. Hope it's not, it's his bedtime or something.
Who's?
Which part is? Oh, no. I thought it was over.
That's what she said. Ring a ding, ding, dong.
Oh, well.
Ring a ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my God. Come on, dude. For real?
Ring.
Come on. Answer the phone already.
Who does it have? voicemail.
I don't, right? Buenos noches? No. No, no, they don't have voicemail. Wow, what type of...
So, were you calling J-Mac?
I was calling J-Mac.
Call back.
Call, oh, you think he'll answer if I call back?
Yeah, fuck it. We're doing nothing. Call
We're doing nothing.
Yeah, you know.
All right, well.
I'll stall again.
I'll try and call J-Mac back.
So, are you calling 708?
Stop it.
Oh.
It's not nice.
Yeah, I was quite I was quite jealous of you once I saw the
That's the shit out of him. All right. Let's hope that we interrupt them then. Oh my god.
J-Mac. You don't pick. Hello? What's up with that, like, 5 seconds?
I don't know. It's weird.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, shit.
Hello?
Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, hoy? Is this one of those 5 second delays on the ring, or did it hang up on us again?
Call back. Do it again. Do it again. Third time's a charm. Call him one more time.
Why not call him back? Hello? I think he was on.
Call him back.
Really? A third time?
Yeah.
Come on.
We've gone this far. One more time.
One more time. After this,
we got to celebrate.
After this, I'm not doing it again.
708.
Stop
704.
It. Stop it. God, you're such a dick. I'm going to give your phone number out, too.
708-646.
Go right ahead, because I'm going to give your phone number out.
I didn't give anybody's phone number out yet.
Yeah. Keep it up.
219-331. We're even. We're all even.
Oh, wait.
Hello. Hello.
All right, come on, answer the phone. Answer the phone.
Hello. Wake up.
Fly. Fly. Well, that was well.
Second one should be coming up soon to fuck with us.
Just to fuck with us.
Here it is.
5 seconds. Has like gone to bed or some shit. From New York. Because you know this pops up. Wasteful.
Try calling Rod.
That'd be a waste, too.
It's never a waste to talk to Rion Skills.
Man, no. You go through your phone and call someone.
All right.
Give me your phone. Give me the number. I'll call him.
Max Holiday.
You're not calling. That's not going to work. Not one bit. Hey, did you hear that Disney's going to do Disney's going to do a Star Wars theme park. They just got 14 acres.
Oh, so they're adding on to the Disney World experience with the
one in California, whichever one that
Disney
is.
Disney World.
Land?
Disney World in Orlando.
Okay, yeah, that one is going to have a Star Wars theme park or have parts of the park that are Star Wars. I forget how it works.
Like out. Harry Potter is down in...
Right, I believe so. I saw that today. I guess we can look it up, huh? But, yeah, no, I saw that.
Did you see Morgan Freeman's granddaughter stabbed to death?
Yeah, in an exorcism attempt. An exorcism attempt, I guess I should say.
Oh, it's goddaughter, not granddaughter.
It is goddaughter?
Yeah, well, that's no relation then, so at least he's got that going for him. His family ain't that crazy.
No, it's just someone.
Fucking exorcist, you guys are schmucks.
Someone that's loosely related to him.
Loosely. Related because they're cashing his check.
Booyah, bitches. Oh, where is this? Star Wars.
Penises.
Yeah, Disney to open Star Wars theme park. There we go. What the fuck, dude? Really?
Nicki Minaj suffers nip slip.
Galaxy Far, Far Away, baby. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, nip slip. Let's see if I can.
Here we go. Visitors of the park are going to be able to fly in a Millennium Falcon, drink at Mos Eisley's style cantina, and get stuck into an epic battle between the First Order and the Resistance.
La Resistance?
Each of the 14-acre immersive lands will be staffed by droids, fantastic Roman beasts, and other inhabitants of Star Wars worlds. Disney CEO Bob Iger told the crowd at the company's D23 Expo on August 15th. The jaw-dropping new world will transport guests to a never-before-seen planet, a remote trading port, and one of the last stops before...
to be seen.
Wild space.
I was waiting for that to end. Did you know since we started talking about Gwen Stefani?
It's going to be Disney's largest single theme land expansion ever.
Ever. I got to start listening. Are you ready? Since we started talking about Gwen Stefani.
Sadly, there's no timetable, though.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
For Gwen. Go ahead.
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, Gwen Stefani.
Since we started talking about her?
Yeah.
Is trending from 7 to 4.
What is that?
She went from number 7 to number 4 since we started talking about her in this amount of time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know who took over number 7?
Who?
Rest in peace.
What are you talking about? On the top trending?
Yeah. On Yahoo.
Why is oh, wrestling. What oh, Undertaker was on Raw tonight. Uh-oh.
Yeah, but Gwen Stefani's number 4 since we started talking about her. You're welcome.
We've helped Gwen Stefani move up in her rankings.
That's my shit.
I'm so glad that her and Gavin are separated now.
Me too.
Now we can finally get it on. Like Donkey Kong.
That's my shit.
Oh yeah.
That's my shit.
Dude, so did you hear the parachute dude that died?
In Chicago?
Yeah, at the air show.
That's hilarious. I wish it's going to make me want to go next year to see if somebody else is going to die.
Are you saying that the air show is going to become like...
No, but I mean, when you, come on. Tell me you've never been to one of these events and been like, how cool would it be if something went wrong? Or how cool would it be if that like fucking plane crashed?
Well, yeah, it's like going to the fucking NASCAR or any of those races. It's not, they're right, not going to watch cars drive in circles. They're going to watch for accidents.
Right, but it actually happened.
Well, I know.
Instead of, you know, wishing... And I didn't wish death upon anybody, but it's just like, man, fuck, I wanted to be there to see that shit.
Yeah, so are you going next year?
Probably not.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah. YouTube's a wonderful thing. I'm sure I'll be somewhere on there.
You're no fun.
There's too many fucking people down there. Too many people in one small area is just bad, bad equation.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, you make a good point there.
It's like even though the taste isn't the taste anymore, I'd never go. or going to the fireworks down there. You're just asking to get raped or mugged or something.
True.
Possibly both. At the same time. Give me your money and your ass.
I don't know.
All my life.
Anyways, you gotta go check out the Compton with Dre. It's all right.
You know that song you played? I wasn't a big fan of it. It didn't strike me as just anything.
I gotta tell you,
it's not like Still Dre. It's not, you know.
No, it's Dre featuring a bunch of people. It's not
Dre Day, nigga. AK, nigga.
Really special, but I mean, whatever. So let's see. Why is Undertaker trending, man?
You don't know.
Well, let's see. We'll just jump on over here and look it up. See what our
female Viagra is now trending.
See what our correspondents over at WWE Raw have to say about.
Oh, I have the trending summary on The Undertaker. There is now less than a week until WWE presents SummerSlam, and tonight it will be the final Monday Night Raw before the big show. Not the wrestler. The
right.
Actual big show, like SummerSlam.
Right. Gotcha.
It's going to be a wild evening as both Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker are set to appear. But will they be able to stay civil until Sunday? Also, John Cena hasn't been seen in weeks. So will he finally return to confront Seth Rollins before their WWE title match?
He's here! He's here!
Oh, he's going to be running.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, oh, she's going to be running.
John Cena runs for president. Does he win? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I'd say in about 25 years when all these kids that are like 5 to 7 to 10 that are Cena fans.
Okay.
When they're like 30, 35, I think that, I mean, that whole like 18 to 30 vote is just a crazy, crazy, you can,
yeah. Yeah, no. Crazy what?
Oh, it's just that's when you're, I don't know, at the age of 33, I've been beaten down by life and accept that it just could be the same shit every day in and day out, day in and day out, day in, work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's these young kids that are going to change the world, and it's guys like us that say, fuck it, I just want to be, you know, happy. Shit,
no,
like that.
I hear you, man.
Well, wherever I was going, I went off on a tangent somewhere else, and now I've ended up here.
It's okay. It's okay.
Female Viagra is still trending, though, at number 8. How does that make you feel?
I'm curious as to why female Viagra is trending.
Let's see the low female sex drive. No. No, sex drive for females is pretty good.
Yeah.
Kirk Douglas. Textbooks. Norm MacDonald for some weird reason. You know,
I'm trying to pull up the footage that I've just been sent of what happened tonight at Raw. But as of course, we've been having problems with these computers all night, so.
Did you see Whitney Houston's daughter died? Ironically. By a bathtub. Bathtubs 2, Houston 0.
Oh, here we go. I got it.
Waka, waka, waka. 25
years! Mm-hmm.
Is this Suplex City, bitch?
Oh, this is, hold on. Hold on. Oh, well. Oh, yeah. Take her. Oh, kick right to the thigh. Low blow. Was it to the groin? Was that to the groin?
Who cares if it wasn't?
Hashtag Brock homecoming. Undertaker ruined it tonight. Oh, Undertaker is stalking Brock Lesnar right now. Stalking him in the ring. He has him right around the throat. Big choke slam. Oh my God, he was about 12 feet in the air.
Brock's going over.
Undertaker looks amazing.
And Undertaker's getting way too much in.
Look at how huge Taker is. I don't think Taker's ever been that big. Oh, he's calling for it. He's calling for it. Here we go. Scoops up Lesnar. Got him on his shoulder. Tombstone. Here we go.
Broken neck.
Oh,
broken neck.
Oh, my God. He is tombstone. Brock Lesnar.
Should have broken his neck.
Dear God. Look at how ripped he is. Holy shit. Wow.
He's doing DDP yoga.
Seriously. Man, that's crazy. Well, we only got a couple minutes left here in the program. It's been exciting. Just very chill episode. Me and Draven here running things because that's what happens when we find out last minute. And we're just prepared to do our usual shtick. But I guess this is it. Draven, anything you want to say before we get going?
As always, children, don't die to meet me. Live to love me.
He can barely keep his eyes open. That's so funny.
This show is awful.
Terrible.
Disgusting.
See you next week.
Of course.
Hey.
I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't watched it.
Believe what?
I don't know. I wasn't watching.
Oh!
I didn't like it.
What do you avocado think? I can't believe those rats were responsible for this show.
Why not? They were also responsible for the bubonic plague. Hey, you old fool. You slept through the show.
Who's a fool? You watched it. Black Betty, bam, lamb, whoa.
What kind of show would you call that?
Frankly, I'd call it quits.
Quit! Quit!
Oh!
That's the first dance-off.
Good night.
So long.
This is Johnny Draven, and you should be checking out my best friend's podcast every week. What is it about, you say? Greatness that happens at shows, stories, how he got his feelings hurt, who he hurt, and maybe more. But check it out. It's called The Morning After on thehotpod.com. Thank you, children. And while you're checking things out, Johnny Draven, TCB on Twitter.
out of here, do me a quick favor if you haven't already. Go over to Facebook and like us at facebook.com/thehoppod and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @thehoppod. It's that easy.